What if you could push a button that instantly turned yourself into the smartest business person in the room? Think about it. You'd flip a switch and instantly go into a state where you're making solid, sound business decisions that are producing profit and creating something stable for the long haul. Oh, and you're doing something you love. This is Lisa Robin Young, and welcome to the Creative Freedom Apprenticeship. The state I've just described is totally possible as you master the habit of being a business owner. Yes, being a business owner is a habit, or more accurately, a series of habits and skills that build on one another. By the end of this experience together, you'll have experienced this firsthand. But along the way, much more will happen. You will have built something very meaningful to you. You will also rewire your brain to clear out some of the disempowering habits and ways of thinking that have been sabotaging you, and then replace them with something much more powerful. And you'll have a stable foundation from which you can grow your business beyond your wildest dreams. So, if business ownership is a skill or a habit or a series of skills, then like any skill, those skills need to be mastered to be useful. And there's only one way to really master a skill, and that's by doing it. I mean, you can read book after book, but that's only half the journey. You've got to put that theoretical knowledge into practice. Plus, the sad fact is that most people don't read the books they buy. They sit on shelves or in boxes or on your hard drive collecting dust. You probably don't need a lot more knowledge. You need to master the right knowledge so that you can tap into it on demand and fill in that patchwork quilt of knowledge that you've been building in your business. Creative Freedom Apprenticeship is designed to help you do just that. By strengthening your skills, you'll also be building healthy habits. And to be clear, skills and habits aren't the same. Mastering good habits and eliminating disempowering ones are essential for long-term success. My colleague Mark Joyner likes to say that healthy habits are a way of earning compound interest on your time. The habits of healthy diet, exercise, and savings, for example, produce compounded improvements over time. So your first exercise is this, if you don't already have one. Start experimenting with a morning routine or ritual to get yourself off to a strong start each day. I developed my own approach called the Peace System, where I write in my prayer journal for a few minutes, meditate, and then prioritize my activities for the day. Starting your day strong is a master habit that amplifies the power of all your other habits. It'll evolve over time, but for now, just get started. Begin to create an environment that supports you to have the life and business that you want for yourself. Start small, but get started. Your habits matter. Skills help boost your results, but they're not a replacement for good habits. They help support good habits, so we need both. That's why the Creative Freedom Apprenticeship uses the cycle of excellence. It's a process developed by the US military to help you build your skills and keep them sharp. Each month, you'll unlock four skill-building lessons, one in each of the areas of marketing, money, mindset, and managing the business. They are short, easy-to-digest lessons with simple exercises that you should be able to apply immediately to your business. If you ever get stuck or need extra support, just contact me via email and we will get you sorted. You are not alone in this. We are here every step of the way to help you succeed. Lots of great things happen as your habits improve, and you're not even always going to be aware of it. These early lessons are focused more on the inner game of being a business owner, slipping under the radar of your inner critic or any fear factor that you might have. That way, we can start laying a foundation with basic exercises that over time become habits and skills that you've sharpened to the point where it feels like first nature, not second nature, but just a natural extension of who you are. The more you review these lessons, the deeper they resonate, the more confident you become, not just as a business owner, but as a human being. It's practice, and anything we practice at, we improve upon. You want to be a better tennis player? You practice playing tennis. You practice your swing. You practice your serve. You want to be a better musician, you practice your instrument. You practice the music. But more importantly, you don't just practice by rote. You continue to challenge yourself just a little bit more as you develop proficiency. Once you've gotten really good at the basics, you take on somewhat bigger challenges. 10,000 hours means nothing if you're not stretching yourself from time to time. And the same is true in business. If you don't master the basics, you're going to get hit with challenges way more frequently than you'd like. Creative Freedom Apprenticeship gives you opportunities to practice these skills in a predictable rotation to help you gain proficiency and mastery. If you don't have proficiency in these areas, if you haven't mastered these skills before they pop up, your business will run you and probably right into the ground. And you're better than that. I believe in you and I want to see you succeed beyond your wildest dreams. In lesson one, we'll talk about the most important lesson you need to know. And that is your mindset is more important than the mechanics. I will see you there.